Last night, CBS presented the second season premiere of Big Brother, in a season that already has seen the arrival of such so-called reality shows as Spy TV and Fear Factor. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The only way to get through this stretch of awful reality shows is to remember the 1950s. When Gunsmoke came along, it was as big and influential a hit as Survivor is today. Every network wanted to cash in on the Western craze and came up with all sorts of usually unimaginative variations on the formula. By 1959, there were 31 Westerns playing each week in primetime. That astounds me. Yet the Western on TV is dead now, so there's hope. Meanwhile, my advice is to pass on most of what's being offered by the networks in the reality genre these days. And that definitely includes Big Brother 2. Last year's version of this show was so dull and awful, CBS hired a new executive producer. The guy they hired is Arnold Shapiro, who, more than 20 years ago, was responsible for one of the first and best entries in the reality TV genre. He did Scared Straight, that tough-talking documentary about prison lifers scaring wayward teens into giving up their bad habits. These days, there ought to be a Scared Straight program for TV executives. Big Brother 2 is an improvement on the original, but not in any way that justifies watching it. Locking a dozen people into a house filled with cameras and microphones and having them vote each other out until one is left to win a prize isn't necessarily an awful idea, but in this case, it is. When MTV's The Real World takes a voyeuristic peek at its dissimilar roommates, the clashes count for something. In the current New York version, the opener had a white kid from Ohio offending a black woman from California with his racial stereotyping. But by the end of the episode, he changed his views and apologized. Big Brother 2 isn't looking for reconciliation, just for controversy. So when it has a middle-aged guy from Tennessee talking to the camera about what he finds offensive about gay men and women, the show gleefully captures him talking to Bunky, who's admitted his homosexuality to the camera, but not yet to his housemates.
And I was like, geez, you know, Justin, you scared me of that gay thing. I cannot imagine that you're gay. And he was kidding, of course, but we were all kind of searching for the gay guy. It's deviant, it's perverse, and it's a lifestyle that 90% of Americans don't want anywhere near their families or themselves. I want to be with people I'm comfortable with. I'm comfortable with you. Gosh, Bunky is a super sweet guy.
I'm all about respect, you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Don't
exactly.
Push it on me.
Don't.
Whatever it is.
You know, it used to be sickos, weirdos, and freaks. Now it's alternative lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And it's not cool to not think that's cool. But don't come throw it in my face and try to tell me it's normal. I think he's honest and sincere. He and I are going to hook up, okay?
You and Justin?
Justin.
What do you mean hook up?
In terms of I'm never, ever going to nominate him. And he's never, ever, ever going to nominate me, okay? Let's the four of us, or the five of us, make a pact right now, an alliance, if you will, to mm-hmm. say, look, let's try to win every damn head of house all we can and get rid of everybody else in this house except us four. And let's go to the very end with this thing.
And he said he'll never vote for me. I'm like, yeah, I'll wait till you find out I'm gay. Then you might vote for me.
Hey, but let me ask you something, man.
Julie Chen hosts and is just as terrible as she was last year. There's no reason to watch this show. Just as there's no reason to watch Spy TV, a mean-spirited candid camera, or Fear Factor, a mean-spirited boot camp. But there is one new reality series that's not only watchable, but wonderful. It starts Sunday night on BBC America, and it's called Celebrity Castaway. In each show, a normally pampered star is sent to some remote location for a week or so, armed with a video cam, and left to fend for himself or herself. The opener features Billy Connolly, the Scottish star of Head of the Class, who spends 10 days dressed in sealskins and camping at the Arctic Circle.
This is my fourth night. So after tonight, I have two nights, and then I get to sleep in a bed again. And I get to wash. I don't want to wash again. I haven't washed since 5 days ago. I've got the same underwear and socks and all that on. And I must say, it feels pretty damn okay to me. I smell really peculiar because I don't have that much BO, incidentally. But because it's not, you know, I do. Yeah, that was a lie. I've got a pullover in my bag that would frighten the dogs.
This makes for a very chilly Billy, but also for some delightfully different television. It's one reality series you shouldn't miss, out of about 15 that you should.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.